How have you been in the name of our Master Jesus? Thank you for coming. Everyone, wherever you come from, God bless you. Thank you for giving them to continue to seek Him and understand Him totally. It is good to fight for your soul. Praise Jesus. But it is good to fight more, not to let your spirit get lost. Praise Jesus. The possibility of making our spirits get lost is in our hands. Praise Jesus so much. You can make your spirit get lost. And it is in your responsibility. It is not in the hand of the devil for someone's spirit to get lost. It's in the hands of the devil to deceive this spirit until it is lost.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. Think of it so much.
There is
possibility of losing, making your spirit get lost. It is in your hands to make your spirit and soul get lost.
It's
not in the responsibility of the devil to make the spirit get lost. But it's in the responsibility of the devil to do a lot of deceptive things and to deceive until your spirit, you have made your spirit get lost. If you agree with what he speaks and the deception upon the world of his,
you
are the one who hands over your spirit to him. You remember in Genesis, if you had kept the command of the garden, we wouldn't have made our spirits get lost.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. It was in our responsibility to refuse what Satan added in the command of God. Because God had given us what we can use to keep our spirit. The command within his word.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. That of the other trees you can eat of them. But this one, don't dare eat of them. The day you will eat of it, you will surely die. But after that, the devil in Genesis 3 came and added within the command. We first agreed to speak with him. And he added on what he was given us. And we accepted it. And then we got lost.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. Now it's in our responsibility. And it's upon your tongue to decide death or life.
And
God has always left it in your hands.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. Choose death or life. The tongue is a very small thing within you, but it can lighten a fire upon you of hell and the fire of the lake of fire. According to what you decided to believe and to speak. Now it's upon your responsibility to make your spirit get lost.
Our
Master explained and he said, what does it profit someone to eat the entire world, but they forfeit their souls? He never said, what does it profit to eat the world? And the devil makes your soul get lost. He said, you yourself,
you are
the one going to make your spirit get lost or to take care of it.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. Now what the devil does is to put deceptions and a lot of hypocrisy until yourself you sell your spirit to him and you make it lost when you are seeing.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
For
what followed upon man,
the
devil has no any other territory took from him that has made him lost.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. Man ended up on planet Earth and he was suffering it with many tribulations and he ends up within hell. But in all these places, there is nowhere the devil takes you. Even in hell, he's not the one who takes people there. There is an angel working there. But there too, they take you when you've worked yourself to go there.
They said,
according to the actions and the works you've done, that's where they best to pay you, taking you to hell. Praise Jesus. Here it means man is the one driving himself to go in all these places.
To come
on this world to suffer is the one who put it there.
We
accepted to accept and hear it from the devil. Even going to hell. It's upon you to do things which take you right there. Even when the devil is existing,
and
when you hear his deception, that is when you can reach to hell. Even after that, it will be the lake of fire.
And
man totally goes on to make his spirit lost, reaching to everlasting suffering. It is upon you to believe with your heart to be able to redeem yourself. And it's upon you to strengthen and hold on to what you have confessed.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. You'll always claim the devil. The devil has his work to deceive and to accuse unto the children of God. But even people, or the children of God, they have their own work to reject what the devil speaks, that they can keep their souls. Is it not that? Now the case of the devil is there, and it was already decided. But it's amazing that the one who was condemned, there are people who still want to obey him, as if you two have decided to be condemned.
For
you tell you that someone has been already condemned, and you two decide to follow him, you decide that case when you're seeing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now try to hold some of the word of God. It will show you the right light and the way it shines, that it will lighten to you the way of heaven, the way of eternal life, everlasting joy. By name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa.
We
love you so much in the name of Jesus. But most especially, we love people who get totally saved, that they hold not our joy. We love all people in the world, but sometimes we reserve ourselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because of one reason, they may not hold and strengthen our joy.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Because some of them, they will go to hell for failing to walk righteousness. But they will get totally saved. We too will feel the joy which is complete. By the joy we shall be within all days in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
are proceeding to see the schemes of the devil unto God and to his church, through which we are seeing the three parts, and we are seeing the Holy Spirit and his works of righteousness, and we see the spirit of the devil and his works of unrighteousness. After that, we are going to see the right Christ and his church, the church which is built by spiritual gifts, and it was gotten from the images of things in heaven. We shall see the false Christ and their churches, which are built with timber and iron sheets, together with blocks and glasses. They too are existing.
But
Jesus himself, he wants his church. It is us.
And
we have no spot, not wrinkle. And the gift upon your life, it is what works as a brick. Praise Jesus. Yes,
you
shall be seeing the right gospel. The gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven.
If you are
seeing how we get born again, and
the
way we are given a body from heaven, and how do we keep that body until
we
have gone back to the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You shall see the gospels of the devils. The gospel of the devils, they preach things of the world. You don't go beyond this world. They are gospels of preaching things of the world. And when they speak of heaven, it is a rope pulling the children of God to take them from the house of God. To think that perhaps where they are going, that's where his house is. They don't usually explain the things of the kingdom of heaven, but it's used as an image or a rope which they can tie to throw you in the house of destruction.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We use so much heaven, we are going to go to heaven. But what they preach is things of the world. But us all is like that. We are still seeing the Spirit of God and His works of righteousness. And the Spirit of the devil, its works of unrighteousness. We last saw the miracles of God, which follow the word of God, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. Why we preach so much the gospel of the kingdom of heaven? We will be preaching the gospel of Christ or the gospel of the kingdom of
God.
Through that we get the seal of the Spirit of the Lord. That is why miracles come as food to the children. They will first get the seal of God. But the miracles of the devils, they are intended to make God's children get lost, that they can be sealed with the seal of the devil. They don't accept anyone to get understand what is being done. But many times they always tell you, say amen.
Whoever has
heard it, shout hallelujah. You pray the instruments and back up the message. You
want
things of shouting. To take away that thought that
someone
that the person may not think much of what the pastor has spoken, or that prophet, or that teacher. It's a little moment. You are shouting after. You are shouting, making noise. To be able to shift your attention from what you've heard. Unless you think so much about it and ask questions. Even when you go back home, you feel those shouting and noises spraying through your ears. There is no word which is brought back within you. And you begin to question what the pastor spoke. They never come back. What is in your ears are things shouting. Shout hallelujah is what walk moves in your ears. Take it. That is mine. Pastor, preach it. That is what keeps playing within your ears. Even when he preached, they never come back. When you ask him what he preached, surely they cannot tell you. But they say, these they are gospels. Through them the seal of the devil is
right.
Going to be explained to them. How will they make the seal of the devil?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Last time
we saw how the seal of God is done and where it is put. And to keep it, you remain within the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we are going to be explained of the seal of the devil. When you will be in those things which make the seal of the devil, truly you will get that seal. What you work for is what you pay for. For God said, every person will be given a reward according to their works. If they are good works, you will still be given a good reward. If you work evil, the reward is of evil. And it is suffering. 1 Timothy chapter 4.
These
are what you have to be very careful about when they are making the seal of the devil. These are some of the things which happen.
Timoseo Echisoka Esula Eyokuna.
1 Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1.
Timoseo Echisoka Esula Eyokuna Nolinyorisoka. Na yomo ya yogira lwatu ntimunaku ezoru vanyuma waliba wabalipa mkukiriza
listen very carefully. This is working so much. These big spirits are going to be very many. And people are going to be hearing them. And they see them. And they hear them speak to them. And in that moment, they will be saying that I've heard and I've received the Rema word. The Spirit has just told it to me right now. Don't look for it in the Bible, for it has just been told me. It has been created right now. Those spirits, they will be hearing them, and they hear them speak to them. Deceiving spirits. They will be speaking within their heart. They will be speaking within their minds. And they will be working so much for hearing those spirits. That's why the false prophets say there will be many. In Matthew 24. Why they come to be many? Because they will be able to hear those spirits. They will be hear them speak to them. He tells them, this man and woman are like this. And after that, there will be a teaching of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That teaching will be how? You think you must enter within faith this day. Bring a door and we put it here. A person to enter into faith.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For they said they will get out of the right faith. The right faith. Romans 10:17 speaks of it. It says that faith, it comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in those days, as the number is working 666, people will no more want to hear the word. For the right faith, they will get out of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And in Luke 18, from verse
6,
the Holy Spirit asks that when the Son of Man will come back, will he find faith on earth? Praise Jesus. You may even think perhaps he will find faith. For we see as if people have faith from the different religions and the salvation which seems to be of the right thing.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
people as if they are on faith. But the right faith they have gotten out of it. Romans 10:17 says, people will no more be following the right faith. And they no more get faith, which comes from the word of God. And when they will be reading the Bible, they will be twisting and distorting words. And they will be adding within God's words. One will read the word for you. In Ezekiel 37, the dry bones within the valley.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they will never finish it. And they will do like this. They will say that the dry bones in the valley,
business,
that is your business.
And you tell
that is your pocket which
dried.
But when you finish down,
and
you tell it, those are the children of Israel. It will be a gospel which is distorted and twisted. And they will be added within it. It is to take away the baptism you see. And it tells us to baptize in flowing rivers and streams, which means the Holy Spirit. And they will dig their own cisterns. All these ones
are
in the works of the evil, the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now
they will be getting out of the faith. And the faith, which has from hearing the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The Spirit speaks so much within them. And they hear, they clear my heart. A voice spoke with me. That is the situation which exists. They will be dreaming many times, but their dreams are ununderstandable. According to Jeremiah 23, that they will be able to even get off the word of God by the dreams they dream. They dream a lot by the spirits they hear. They attack them in dreams. They attack them physically. And they pass through the different people to speak with them. This sign is a very big sign.
Yes,
praise Jesus. From getting out of
the
as they hear deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons. Those words are very major on the seal of the devil. It involves hearing. Praise Jesus. It was getting out of the faith. It
involves
the teaching of the devils. Those words, as if they are of a joke, but they are very major words. But down they tell you that those words will be working. Now the number
2 plus 6
according to 2nd.
First
Timothy chapter 4 verse 2.
Olw'obunanfusi bw'abalimba nga bookebwa emyoyo gyabwe nga n'ekyuma ekyokya.
Nti mu kiseera
ekyo
omwoyo guno gugenda kuba guyitamu nga gwokya.
The spirit will be passing out and burning them.
Nga gwokya ekinamba
kyabwe. Burning this number.
666.
Upon the hearts of people. And they will be hearing as if something is hot, is searing hot iron upon their hearts. They will appear a power which is like electricity. And it strikes you and you feel you're shaking. And you feel the spirit right now is moving. There will be a situation
and
when a pastor prays for you, you feel there's something you cannot resist from yourself.
It
is hurting you, pushing it,
but it's trying to
tell you that that is the spirit moving. You
will
not be able to support him to start with him.
For
something which binds you like an
oil,
you cannot stand and bear it. More especially when it's burning the heart.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You cannot stand. And they will tell you, there is a power coming, but it is heavy. You will not be able to support it. You are going to fall down.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They will tell
you,
you are not matured in spirit to sustain and support the spirit coming upon you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Why are these like this? Because there is a spirit moving right now. But they tell you that spirit you cannot support him until you have grown and
mature.
What they call maturity is to say that you are now on number 2. Of 666. That's why they call maturity.
Time,
you can be able to fight those demons. Now you use them through prophecy. And in healing others. And they can no more make you fall.
And you
have understood me properly.
But
when the Spirit of God comes upon someone, he is the one who empowers him to stand. It is not you who supports the Spirit. The Spirit is the one who empowers you. I don't know whether you hear properly.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the other spirit cannot support it. Now when
they
tell you you're mature in the spirit, almost you've entered the second number. And they are engraving the 2nd 6 upon you. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, he empowers you and you can be able to stand. Let me give you an example. I have gone to Acts. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1 from verse 8.
Naye muliweebwa amaanyi omwoyo omutukuvu bw'alimala okujja ku mmwe.
Naye muliweebwa amaanyi
omwoyo
omutukuvu bw'ajja ku mmwe alimala okujja ku
mmwe.
Uliriza kino.
Listen this.
Omwoyo omutukuvu omutuufu
right Holy Spirit
bw'ajja ku gwe
when he comes upon you, he's the one who empowers you to stand.
Si kujja kuvulunga
wansi. It is not coming to make you roll and fall down.
Simanyi oli muto.
That you are young in spirit. You are not mature to sustain
us.
Who has given us the power who cannot support it?
Yayogera naffe na
he spoke with us and said, all the weakening knees and the feeble hands.
Is
he not the one who told us? He can command. And he himself cannot support and stand. And to strengthen those knees which had weakened and the feeble hands,
can't
strengthen them. He commanded that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When the spirit comes upon you, it burns like an hot iron. Sometimes you feel like caterpillars upon you. Sometimes you feel electricity striking you. The situation you have made is not of the spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The Holy Spirit has to empower you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. By the actions, we never thought of them so much.
But
when the Holy Spirit appeared, he said that in those days, people will get out of the faith. The first point is to get out of the faith. I have spoken well. Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. People will not be ready to hear that right faith. And they will no more want the word. And they want stories and words. Words which are which push you to things. The pastors of the generation or the ministers, they will be drama actors.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They will be
speaking words which will just make people laugh. In them there will not be much understanding at all.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now the drama within this, it is to say
that
there will be hearing deceiving spirits. And they will say, you first stumble and hear. In 2 minutes God is going to speak.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is how he does it to you. In 2 minutes the tongues come. They are coming here. They are coming. Hallelujah. Count two. Count three.
Zizo.
They are there. What follows, you begin to babble in tongues. Now the teaching of the demons is going to follow.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
This
is the drama done when the seal is going to come in the
what
people. What they first put away is the word of God.
And
until you are going to hear the rhema word. Each one of you first
hear.
There is the word passing within you.
It's
coming right now, it's going to come in your ears, you're going to hear it. If you
need
to hear something, speak with your ears. Give your land. I thought I was sitting on the bed, Pastor. It told me. And the voice told me clearly I was hearing. This situation, I'll be very careful of it. And after, when you hear it, as you reach the teaching is the exact confirming the other voice. And you said this is the witness of
truth.
Pastor, that word, what you've told about, I was home and I got that word this
morning.
And God told me,
please,
you have no man who can't hear the kingdom of heaven. And they had it and they found the exact message confirming it. And the pastor said, I think you see in Luke 16, verse 19 to 25. The rich man is in hell, but he's commanding the poor Lazarus in heaven. Pastor, I had it clear. Preach it, Pastor. It has anointed.
It's
very serious beyond you think of it. The demons pass through and speak within the people's ears. As they preach you and you cannot check them. You just see testimonies. A pastor can't be in heaven and they are poor.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because the wealth and the treasures in heaven cannot imagine them. And what was shown in Luke when you read properly, the one in hell was in torments and tears. But the other one distorted that message and preached something else. Let me tell you, these things are very serious. And if you're thinking that the seal of the devil comes from
God,
I told you after those three things, getting out of the faith, hearing the saving spirits, and the teaching of the demons, now the iron begins to burn you onto your heart. And they are searing and engraving that number upon your heart. And when they claim that you're growing and maturing their spirits, they created a word saying, if you want to prove that you've been filled with the Spirit, you speak in tongues. Now the question comes. Jesus never spoke tongues. Was he not filled of the Spirit? These are their tricks. For they know very well the other deceptive spirits who fell on the 400 prophets on the seasons of Ahab, they will come and fall on their own upon your tongues and you begin to speak and you prove that I've been filled with the spirits. The spirit fell upon 400 prophets and all of them spoke words there and they are of prophecy. You go in the war.
The
Lord said you are going to overcome. Another came with his horn.
You
attack, you're going to beat them down. Now the devil knows very well. One of the things to confuse within you are those things.
He
knows these spirits who make people speak, they are there. Now he knows very well. When he sends them to the people, you're going to speak tongues.
And you
prove you have the spirit, yet you don't have him. I don't know how you see the drama happening. Remember tongues. Colossians, 1 Colossians 12.
Tongues,
the Spirit gives them as he wishes. Another is given, another is not given. Another is given interpretation, another not given it. And the tongues of the Holy Spirit, when he gives all, Acts chapter 2 says, that you first speak tongues of the world, and they around can listen and understand them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they shoot the light to you. The other trick that the devil doesn't listen to tongues. Bible speaks of him. Revelation 12. 7 to down. That he's the deceiver of all the world. He deceives the world in one language. He deceives the third of the angels. He deceives them in a tongue. He listens to them very well. They know very well you're going to pray them. And the ones who hear them. For the one who gives you the same tongues. Bible says, in James chapter 5, the prayer of right man. Righteous man is not of the tongue. The prayer of righteous man, whether it is one language or what tongue, as long as it is of a righteous man. I have never heard that the prayer of the tongues avails much. I wonder even when
he
worked with the prophets, God working immediately, but they never spoke in tongues.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Our God is not of one tongue and language. When we hear God of one language, we know
Allah.
That is Allah. If it is a living God,
he
created tongues in Genesis 11.
He's
the one who created them and he knows all of them. That's why he restored them in Acts 2. Those are some of the tricks.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They shouldn't
lie to you concerning these issues.
The issue
of getting off the faith is very important. The faith which comes from hearing the word of God. The other reason is of listen to deceiving spirits.
Now did the voice.
I heard a
voice.
You have to check whether it's in the word of God. For when we go in John 10, the sheep of God hear his voice. The Bible says that when another calls them, they cannot hear him. For they know the voice of their shepherd. Now, if they are there, whether it's the voice of a God speaking with you. That's why many homes have ceased to be by those voices. Others pass through dreams and others visions. Others, they come physically. The teaching of the demons is the changing of the gospel. And we are warned so much concerning that issue. In Galatians chapter 1, from verse 6 to 10. Galatians 1 from verse 6.
Newunya, kubanga musengu kamangu bwe muti. Eyabayita mu kisa kya Kristo. Okugendeeri enjiri efaanana obulala.
Yewunya nnyo.
That was getting so astonished.
Mukaseera katono nnyo.
Just a little moment.
Abantu tuvudde mu njiri.
People had gotten out of the gospel.
Netugendeeri enjiri enda.
And we had gone to another gospel.
Abagalati esoko olunyiri lwa
musanvu. 1:7.
Si ndala wabula abantu abateganya. Abagala okukyusiza ddala enjiri ya Kristo. Naye obanga ffe oba malayika ava mu ggulu bw'abuuliranga enkiri wabula nga bwe twababuulira akolimirwenga.
Bano baatuwa n'ekiragiro
kyakubakolimira kubanga
mu kuyigiriza kuno
for in this teaching,
mulimu ennamba eri
spoken of in Revelation 13. That's why they tell you there are at least condemn and cast such a person. Bible many times refuses to curse. All over. He doesn't accept us to curse. But when he comes to someone bring another gospel, he tells you curse them, eternally condemn them. Even if it's an angel and you see that they have wings, but the gospel is another. This one cast them.
You got
a first curse?
Gabriel.
It's Gabriel.
Who
is the one who brought the Quran? And they who move them around.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
And
I also cast Mary.
So Jesus.
Not the one who birthed Christ. But this one who brought the evangelism. And we even cast out who brought books like the Mammon, like the Jehovah, and the rest of things like that. This one is very important to think it's a job. If someone brings another
book,
one of the things called bring the seal of the devil.
This is
in their teaching.
You
don't know, yet they are working upon you, sealing you with the seal of the devil. They
will
say, let me go out, choose mine.
Out.
Friend, you are deceiving, allowing yourself.
Sugary
water will never flow with sour water. It's very important. Now when you reach there, you begin to filter it. Can you filter sour and sweet water, separate them? And the path through the same stream, the same stream, you'll get water from there. And you say, I'll go and says, choose mine. I'll choose my own. You know that my pastor.
There
are things who speak and they are right. Those are the wolves. They are clothing the sheepskin. And you think it's a sheep.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Akati
now they have told you.
Then just
repeat it a second time and you prove it.
Galatians
1:7.
Si ndala wabula abantu abateganya. Abagala okukyusiza ddala enjiri ya Kristo.
Baagala kukyusiza ddala.
They want to totally pervert the gospel of Christ.
Omanyi bino bwebira bali.
You know you see the things today.
Abasajja baatandikira ddala okwagala okukyusiza ddala enjiri ya Kristo.
Got to pervert the
Roman Catholic Church itself.
From the Roman Catholic Church itself.
Kuba yali kanisa ya Kristo e Roma.
The Church of Christ in Rome.
Butandika kitabu kya Abaroma.
When you begin the book of the Romans.
Olunyi olusooka.
Romans 1.
E kanisa.
The Church of Rome, not the Roman Catholic Church.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's what they first changed. The gospel of the kingdom was changed.
Praying
in the name of Jesus stopped.
And
they began to pray through Mary. Judas Thaddeus. Pray for us.
Pray
through my name. They fought this long time.
ngabajja bakulino kyusa enjiri ya Yesu
paka change the gospel of Christ.
Embatiza ne bajikyusa,
and the baptism was changed,
ne balete bakulu,
and they brought buckets, smaller one.
Bwe twagenda Protestant okuwakanya
Protestant
ebyo ebyali binyusiddwa mu njiri ya Kristo,
change the gospel of Christ,
twawakanyako katono.
We protested briefly. We changed the Church of Christ. The Church of Christ was in England, and it was changed
to
be the Church of England.
That's
normal Christ.
And
it's of the English.
But wherever
now, wherever it is, it's of that nation and country.
Church of Uganda. Church
of Uganda. It's of Ugandans, not of Jesus. Others changed totally. And they say we are not a Church of Christ. Ours is an SDA church. It's for one day. It's not of Jesus.
Adventist.
The Adventist church. It's of one day. All the rest of the days is not there. When we came to salvation, and we say, let the thing of Jesus
cease. Apostles Church.
Apostles Church.
Apostles Ministry.
Apostles Ministry. And it became for us. Even the gospel. That person preaches
his
own. It is not the gospel of Christ. That apostle has a gospel. By gospel I preach. That's how they speak.
Ebintu byajja bituuka
kept changing.
Bw'obizannyira
kolozo
byakusaba.
But the battle of taking the gospel
come
from far, the apostles know about it.
The
intention of this
one,
and many religions you see, and the beliefs you see around, they are taking time.
And
the gospel of Christ that seems to be in the world. And that's why books are printed. The dreams are many.
Yesu agamba,
Jesus says,
Lazarus,
when he dies,
he will
put the ends of the angels.
A
dream comes. I've died 3 days. I
passed
through the rock to enter heaven.
Yesu agamba, malaika ya kunona,
Jesus says, the angel
comes for you.
This one says, I passed the rock.
Yesu agamba,
Jesus says,
Malaika Abaddon yakulira emagombe.
Abaddon heads hell.
Arabia mukolesibwa agamba, Satan yakulira yu.
The devil is not his so heading there.
Ukomereya bintu byonna.
The end of it
all. Enenjiri egenda kubechu.
That gospel is going to be changed.
Mutu sekati ya chankana.
And where we reach is God perverted.
Nafe tuliwo kuzabuja.
We too are rather renewing it.
Yesu yebasi.
Praise Jesus.
Ninga nitubate byachu
bila dara. Things has totally gotten perverted.
Yesu akugamba.
Jesus tells you.
Mukulina chibuga Yerusalemu.
In heaven you have a city Jerusalem.
Uli agamba.
Another tells
Nabade
you.
Mukuru.
I was in heaven. And there was a village there.
Elangu waliyo buyumba.
And there were funny structures within
there. Atabata kuze burundi
ngajibabera. Now they who have worked righteous so much are there in the funny villages.
Yesu akugamba.
Jesus tells you.
Yohana 14.
John 14.
Munyumba akitange mulimu ebifo bingi.
His father's house are many houses.
Ono bajagamba.
This one comes tells you.
Bakuzimbira.
They are building for you right now. They are putting your brick anytime you are working.
Atakuwa bato biraba.
Now you don't see it.
Akugambye.
He has told you.
Munyumba akitange.
In my father's house.
Mulimu ebifo bingi.
There are many places.
But the mansions,
the mansions are there.
Karinazi.
The flats and the mansions.
Yes,
they are there.
No kugam.
It tells
you.
If it wasn't like that, I wouldn't have told you that. I would have told you they're building it. But I've told you they're there, existing.
Already.
This is what dreams coming back tells us. I met when your house wasn't complete.
God has said
you're giving. Your tithe is not complete. That's why it's not complete, your house. You even so slow.
You
so more that your priest will be added more in your house in heaven. Things change totally when you don't see. And they baptize on the podiums. And Jesus baptized in the flowing river. And he put a pool for you here. The gospel is going slow.
Therefore,
had these fallen angels,
and they
have condemned with his ministers. They were fallen in truth, and they have gone out of the faith.
They have to change the gospel.
Their intention, you got to know of it. The number has to work. You reach a time even when you read for yourself here. And you get it for yourself without going to your pastor. You get the number when you've read yourself the Bible.
You
read where there is God and there is small God. You read.
Where
would have been a living creature?
Four living creatures.
Now
what were four beasts?
And there are four beasts.
It is Sorobina.
Four beasts. Four beasts. Yet it's the beast. You know how the skins are moving? You read some Bibles. Genesis chapter 3. And they put two cherubim in the way. And they will tell you. That Bible have it that they put two winged creatures in the way to things which have two wings and to the way, to the tree of life. Things with two wings. Bibles, the people who have them even here. People have them and they speak such things. And the two winged creatures standing to the tree, where the tree of life. When you check
the Bible,
Genesis 3:22, you tell us. Good news.
They're
the ones who have things. Is that good news?
You
find Revelation 17 where there should be an adulterous woman, and they will tell you a prostitute. She sells herself. Where is Sodom? They changed and they put someone who sells themselves. Prostitute just. Now when it really tells you something different, some Bible, which are in English, where they tell you, my word is not within you.
My words.
They will tell you that my words, brother, not the word, him as word, but words. What I say is not
my saying.
My saying.
You read
the Bible. And you yourself, even though you're going to a pastor, and whatever you'll be
reading,
you
will be
saying, and they messed up all the Bibles. And that's why they preach them. They preach them speaking different things. No one comes out to ask you about it. Have you ever had
anyone
the entire world coming to say that Bibles don't connect? I want to make
sure.
Most of the people are in the works of the devil, working for the number and in spreading it to the people. Existing, no one is speaking about it.
Everyone
is
shouting.
They continue to preach more. You look in Isaiah 11, verse 1 and 2. For the Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of understanding, and the counsel of power, of knowledge,
and the fear of
God. You have to see them.
You
rise the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom. Another, the one who endorsed it in Uganda,
doctor,
is a doctor.
I hear
he has a doctorate in the Bible. And when you see him, he speaks like a doctor.
You
have to be very careful. This number, when you are preparing it, the Holy Spirit showed us how it
works.
You have to take you out of the faith first, the fake faith, that you will be hearing deceiving spirits. For when you get out of the faith, you
no longer
want to hear the word of God, which would have made
you
to check out the voices of what speaks with you. Now there, when you hear voices, they tell you what they are going to preach, which makes your soul rejoice and you find their teaching. Finish them, you see.
Tuli Bagalatia Esula Esoka Nolinyirwa Munana
Galatians 1:8.
Nayo banga fe oba malaika ava mu ggulu bwabuliranga enkiri wabula nga bwe twababuulira akolimirwenga nga bwe twasooka okwogera bwe ntyo bwe njogera kaakano nate nti omuntu bw'abuuliranga enjiri wabula nga bwe mwaweebwa akolimirwenga
ekikolimo
kimubeeko
era eri bonna mu nsi yonna
tusaba malayika oyo atambuza
ekikolimo
malayika
Abaddon
eyakuba kabaka Kerude n'avundirawo
atuyitiremu
okwo
tusinkanire
abantu bano abakyusa
enjiri Herod claimed to speak like God.
He
was raising the voice of God, claiming to be wise in the world. And he was slapped and wrote immediately in the midst of the people. Where do we pray? People who are like that,
and they
stood in the gathering of people, and they are preaching wrong things to them.
And so
Abaddon to help pass through them. People, Pastor Cast, is it not the Bible which has spoken it? The Spirit is the one who has cast them and eternally condemned them. And God is the one who is their enemy.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
tells in 2 Corinthians,
verse 11.
2 Corinthians 11.
Singa mungumikiriza mu busirusiru obutono era naye mungumikirize kubanga mbakwatira obujja bwa Katonda kubanga nabafumbiza bammwe omu ndyoke mbaleete eri Kristo ng'omuwala omulongoofu naye ntidde ng'omusota bwe gwalimbalimbakawa mu bukuusa bwagwo mpozesa ebirowoozo byammwe okwonoonebwanga mu kulaba wamu ne mu bulongoofu ebiri mu Kristo kubooya jja bw'abuulira Yesu omulala gwe tutaabuulira oba we muweebwa omwoyo omulala gwe mutaaweebwa oba njiri ndala gye mutakkiriza mukola bulungi okumugumiikiriza
mulimu okukyusibwa kw'enjiri mulimu okukyusibwa kwa Yesu akuweebwa n'enjiri jukire namba
666
yaba Antichrist.
It's of the Antichrist,
bakwista
b'obulimba, the false Christ. They move with their gospel. And they give you a Jesus and it is another. Now you will dream, I met Jesus.
You
have to check and search out which Jesus you see.
Leave
alone this Jesus who is in the films we see.
That one can be
manipulated all over in all the dreams.
But
we need the Jesus who is in Revelation chapter 1, whom John saw of.
And
even though we knew Christ in the body, it's not how we know him now.
You will
see an image on the film and it will visit you in the night and you see Jesus I saw in the film. Praise Jesus. The one who has spoken what? The other Christ can be given you. That is why in the world there are many Christs.
Yes,
praise Jesus. There is Yesu of the Catholics. He too is existing. That one never argues about anything. He accepted to worship all the
idols
and they pray through Mary and from other dead.
He's
not the Jesus who told people to pray through his name. He is hidden there, kept there.
The one they make cry every Christmas.
Every Christmas.
And all there, Jesus is always on the cross all days. They walk with him. One man passed with him in the city.
Sadia wakatunda,
the man of God. And he's raising the cross in the city like this. And you think he is born again.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What was Jesus?
There is a Jesus.
Adira Jesus.
Who is next to Jesus of the Catholics?
You are Protestant.
These are the Protestants.
Adira Jesus.
He is next to the Jesus of the Protestant. He doesn't argue so much. They accept to be baptized in a pool. In a small bucket like this. Just as the one on the other
Protestant
side, the Catholics.
Yes,
Jesus, but he's the cousin of the other of the Catholics. Some of the things doesn't accept them. Like putting priesthood on marriage,
sister.
Like putting the sisters. This Jesus of this side doesn't accept it of the Protestants. Now the cousin of that one. It is called Jesus. In the rest which the other Jesus told us. All you are wearing burden. But this Jesus of the Adventist just remembers and knows one day in this world. And it is the major day. The cousin of the Jesus of the Protestants. I
may
list the numerous Jesus because of the time. I am going to end there. For there is even Messiah. He too is a Jesus. He doesn't know whether he was born on earth. He doesn't know whether he's the Son of God. He's of the Muslim Messiah.
Yeah,
even others in the meeting, they looked. They worshipped the Jesus of these ones. You find him in their Bible. There is a Jesus. He doesn't know whether he has a city in heaven. His city is going to be built for him in America. That is the Jesus of the Mormon.
The Latter-day Saints.
There is a Jesus. He has the garden in the third heaven. He's of the Jehovah's. He says, you can be alive in the garden of God on this world.
Yes,
the right Jesus of the cross. Let's meet in the garden of God. He ascended to go and meet him there.
His garden
is in the third heaven.
Even
Paul went there. We can study one Christ by one. There are other Jesus in the group of the
poor
they fail. They are in the rooms. They have inner rooms they build for them.
Yes, I'm talking to Gamba.
The right Jesus. Yeah,
Baba Gamba, I'm talking to you.
When you're in the room, don't go there.
Baba Mudungu.
Or in the desert. And that Jesus.
Abira Yesu wagu.
Is the Jesus possessed by a human being? Those are some of the things I can tell you. But know of one thing. From getting out of faith, which comes from hearing and hearing the word of God, these are one of the things which have fronted the number of people since to come. To hear deceiving spirits, it too is there. The teaching of the demons, this is the third step. The other number,
people
where they have said that you are burnt by an hot iron. You've got to fast
it.
I want us to lay our hearts on these words. Be very careful. First Timothy chapter 4 verse 2.
Olw'obunnanfusi bw'abalimba nga bwokebwa emyoyo gyabwe
olumala okukola ebyo okujja mu kukkiriza okuva mu kuwulira n'okulya ekigambo kya Katonda ne batandika okuwuliza emyoyo
egikyamya
n'okuyigiriza kwa
sitaani
ng'ekyuma kitandika
okuwa
kyaka ennamba
omuntu
w'omunda
omutima
gwo
ne ku kyenyi kyo
oligenda ogiraba ku
kyenyi
nga yasooka ku mwoyo
goes onto your spirit.
That's where
Bible
says.
And they are searing the spirit like an
iron
and claiming anointing. But you cannot support the anointing. Bible says.
Daniel went
before the presence of God.
And
he fell down. And the Lord stretched his hand and he empowered him.
And he told him,
stand on your feet like a man. Those things are
falling.
And they tell you being filled with the Spirit.
Those
things are within the shrines.
The
Spirit is clothing you within there.
And
when it is entering, you begin shaking little. And the speed is increasing like that. Fall down.
And
you begin to shake from the ground. And you roll to the extreme end. But you sit in the church. But you
claim
the Spirit still is the one moving. The Spirit cannot cause people to stand.
Who
cannot empower them to stand.
And they
that one was still young in spirit. Young in spirit.
At
Ezekiel
17,
they tell you this.
Ezekiel 17 from
verse 1.
Lugamba weird. Awo ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nga kyogera nti, omwana w'omuntu, leta ekikokko ogerere ennyumba ya Isirayiri olugero. Oyogere nti bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda, nti empungu ennene erina ebiwawaatiro ebinene n'ebiwawaatiro ebiwanvu eriko ebyoya bingi.
Jeremiah 17.
Yeremiya essuula 17 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Jeremiah 17 from verse 1.
Ekibi kya Yuda kyawandiikibwa n'ekkalaamu ey'ekyuma n'ejjinja erya alimansi essongovu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bwe bakugambye
kuba
kukokyanga n'ekyuma.
Burns you like an old iron. Engraving your sins upon you. And you see it like an old iron.
It
is like a pen of the devils.
It
writes on your spirit.
But
you feel a problem when it is being writing on you. There are people.
And
every time
they
are being filled. Every time you pray,
in
they feel the power and they are shaking. It is the kind of others.
They are
always there feeling heaviness upon their chest. We are entering prayer. Others are saying
that
they feel they are going in the prayer of warfare. They
are
no right time. Every time is warfare.
When
that in the night,
they
can awake the neighbor who trouble them. They feel a heaviness. They feel they want to fire some bullets.
They
took away the peace of salvation.
They are
not peaceful in the house. And the people surrounding them. For they are like a scripture. They break a scripture. Which says,
if it's
possible to be peaceful with all people. What the
first thing
is to prove that Jesus is the chaotic Jesus. And they trouble villages. And they shout so much. I cannot bear this. The Spirit has said, let us bust. It is
hallelujah!
They cannot control the spirits upon them.
Kubanga Bible yegamba.
The Bible says.
1 Corinthians 14.
That is through the prophets.
Asobola kontrolingibwa
nabbi. Controlled by the prophet.
Asobola kwefuga.
You can govern yourself.
Uliranga mugu atagala.
You feel you connect with it.
Kubanga moyo mutukuvu.
For the Holy Spirit.
Okusemba Rumi.
According to Romans.
Isule munana.
Romans chapter 8:26.
Nokukira.
Unto down.
Omoyo yegatano moyo gwefe.
It connects with our spirits.
Netusigala ngatuchali.
It will remain normal.
Tulire mire.
We feel peace.
Tukola ebintu ngatukola wamu naye.
Things working with him.
And
we are workers together with him.
But does
it use us? And we work together with him.
In
1 Corinthians
6,
you know that you are workers together with God. We are co-workers with him.
The
spirit of the devil.
Ephesians
2 says
that
working in the spirit of
obedience,
it works within them. Shout hallelujah. And if I don't do it, I'll bust. Tomorrow you're going to see a video of the spirits working in the
people.
Another is just wired. And they look in his
forehead.
And he speaks whatever they want. Of the Lord.
Who
is right? How can he get the Bible off you and throw it away?
You
see of the woman, they wire the spirit in her. And she threw the Bible off and she began to act. God is saying, "Here are my children. I love you so much. I have given you blessing." But because the other is a pain with an iron and it's hot. You see, power
speaks
through you. You're fighting, resisting it, you cannot. When it falls on women, it knows very well that that's a weak vessel.
Come
strong, you have to have a word within you. But if you have the word,
all
women can fall down. And they made some of them remain standing. They know in the scriptures, women are a weak vessel. And that's why most of them are women.
Jesus
had most of the apostles were men with Jesus.
Who
is not to be with weak vessels. Even the weak vessels make them strong. But the ways of these men,
women
are the ones who are around them so much. The men, you have had heads. And they don't usually get closer to you. When you find a man
who's
been drawn close,
he
has been foolish and he has nothing else to speak. You find him. He has knelt down.
Pastor,
you is the man kneeling. He has brought an offering. What?
He
knelt down to the pastor.
You can find a man
understanding properly is closer to them. They take away all your will.
You
no more decide for yourself.
Kumakago,
even upon your home, mulimugu. Even your work. When they tell you that woman is not yours, you abandon her. And the pastor calls you, can leave the food aside and you run to the pastor. Let's proceed on.
Yeremia esura ya 17 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Jeremiah 17 verse 1.
Ekibi kya Yuda kyawandiikibwa ne kalamu ey'ekyuma n'ejjinja lya alimansi esongovu. Kyayolebwa ku kipande eky'omutima gwabwe.
You see where they put the number?
You are
waiting for it on the forehead.
As
it gets on the heart, it's first written on the spirit.
Timothy
said they see it written on the spirit. Jeremiah is speaking of the heart. It eats you like a worm, a virus.
Yeremiya esura y'ekumi n'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Jeremiah 17 verse 1.
Nti kyayolebwa ku bipande by'omutima gwabwe ne ku mayembe g'ebyoto byammwe. Abaana baabwe nga bwe bajjukira ebyoto byabwe ne babaseera baabwe awali emiti egimera ku nsozi empanvu. Aye olusozi lwange oluli mu nnimiro. Yeremiya 17:5.
Jeremiah 17:5.
Bwati wayogera Mukama nti akolimiddwa omusajja oyo eyeesiga abantu n'afuula omubiri okuba omukono gwe n'omutima gwe guba ku Mukama. Kubanga alifaanana omwoloola oguli mu ddungu so taliraba birungi bwe birijja naye alibeera mu biwalakate mu ddungu ensi ey'omunnyo so teriimu bantu. Alina omukisa omusajja oyo eyeesiga Mukama era Mukama lyessuubi lye.
Weesige Mukama
emotuuka
ku lunyina
olw'omwenda.
Yeremiya 17:9. Omutima mulimba okusinga ebintu byonna era gulwadde endwadde etewonyezeka.
Kakati kasita otuuka ku nnamba eyo
n'ejja
ku mutima gwo
kuba
tokyasobola kuwona. Era kati oyinza n'otuula mu njiri nga naye
olimba buli
nga n'omutima gukulimba
naye
nga gwe naye muli owulira
tofu
nsaaga mmala
biseera
naye ononeka.
Yeremiya 17:9.
Jeremiah 17:9.
Era gulwadde endwadde etewonyezeka ani ayinza okugumanya? Nze Mukama nkebera omutima nkema emmeeme okuba buli muntu ng'amakubo ge bwe gali ng'ebibala bwe biri eby'ebikolwa bye ng'enkwale bwekuŋŋaanya obwana bwetazaalanga bwati bw'abeera oyo afuna obugagga so si lwa mazima. Ennaku ze nga zikyali za kitundu buli muvaako ne ku nkomero ye aliba musirusiru. Ekifo ekyawatukuvu waffe ye ntebe ey'ekitiibwa eyagulumizibwa okuva ku lubereberye. Ayi Mukama essuubi lya Isirayiri bonna abaakuvaako balikwatibwa ensonyi. Abansenguka baliwandiikibwa ku ttaka kubanga bavudde ku Mukama olusozi olw'amazzi amalamu oluzzi olw'amazzi amalamu.
Ne basima ki?
Ebidiba.
Yesu yebasi.
Praise Jesus.
Nako kabonero kw'ebyo.
That is a sign upon them.
Okufuna ennamba ya lukanga
gwe. Getting the number 666.
Kubanga okusima ekidiba.
Or putting a pole.
Si kabonero ka Mwoyo Mutukufu.
Is not a sign of the Holy Spirit. It is a sign which shows you have gotten off the Lord, the well of living waters, and you have done that on cistern.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
You
must not accept to be baptized in a pool or to be baptized in a bucket. All those are their signs.
When
they take away the Spirit of the Lord,
who flows
like streams of living water, and they exchange, you get another spirit in that baptism. And the baptism of being immersed, if you don't understand why you are baptized, you are like someone who has gone to swim. You have no importance and meaning
upon
you. You must be explained first. That why are we baptized in flowing rivers? Because the Holy Spirit is spoken of in John 7:37-39. That will flow within us like streams of living waters. And we make you know that this baptism is
going to
be joined on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And in your coming, he brings a body from heaven. When he brings a body from heaven, he
will
going to give a start
of
loving the word of God that you may mature and grow. In the word of God,
that's
he's going to make a seal he's going to be putting upon you. Praise Jesus. You must be knowing this. The man says, after you made me know this,
what
those people be baptized when you're passing
but
a river. Now this is a salvation. And they
took
away the baptism of the rivers, and they put pools rather. All these are in this number. They make a way for the spirit of the devil, which is full of a curse.
Just
as we heard in Psalms 109.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Leave
God the well of living waters.
Religions,
what they have done to people. All this law, they are baptized in that way with poles and cisterns.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There
are others who
have
baptized in the rivers.
But
what has taken it, they don't know it. Except going to swim and have an experience of swimming. That is how it has been. That is why not men of them that they get the Holy Spirit. Not men of them that they get the body from heaven.
We
hear the tale in Jeremiah 2. Jeremiah chapter 2 from verse 13.
Jeremiah isura ya kubiri olinyira 13.
Atandiko le 12.
Ole 12.
From verse 12.
Samalirira echo gwe guru.
Kizi te basamalirako.
Why are they being upheld of?
Atandiko le 12.
Jeremiah isura ya kubiri olinyira 11.
Jeremiah 2 verse 11.
Waliwo egwanga eryawanyisa bakatonda baabwe abataliba katonda naye abantu bange baawanyisa ekitiibwa kyabwe olw'ekyo ekitaliiko kyekigasa samaalirira ekyo gwe guru.
Ekyo kyekyewuunyisa.
That is what surprises.
Nti abantu tuwanyisa ekitiibwa kya Mukama.
Exchange the glory of the Lord.
Atugamba munda mmwe mukulukuta ebigere by'amazzi amalamu.
Inside you flows through the living waters.
Kwe kusima ebidiba.
And rather pull pools are around.
Kuno kulimu okuwanyisa ekitiibwa kya Mukama.
It involves exchanging the glory of what is worthless.
Yeremia sura ya 2 n'olunyiri lwa 12.
Jeremiah 2:12.
Samaalirira ekyo gwe guru. Otye ekitatiika. Uwale nyo bwayogera Mukama. Kubanga abantu bange bakoze ebibi bibiri. Bande senze oluzzi olw'amazzi amalamu. Ne beesimira ebidiba.
Ne basima ebidiba.
They dig their own pool cisterns.
Ebidiba taka ez'omuttaka. Ebitayinza kubaamu mazzi.
Temuli mazzi ga bulamu temuli mwoyo.
No water of life, no spirit.
Ne bakutwala ku Bath Valley ne bakunyeka.
And they take you at Bath Valley and they immerse you. And they take you to Ndeva. And they immerse you in that pool. And pools like that. And you think you're still on the Lord. You've already changed Christ. You've changed the gospel. You've changed the spirit. There were people who were baptized in things like that. You need to be baptized again. But you went to swim and you never knew what you were doing. Nothing happens in the kingdom of God and there's nothing like understanding upon it. It takes faith and believing with the heart, and you cannot believe what you have not understood.
Now,
why did you believe?
You
say you believed and they
baptized,
but what did you believe? Believe big evils first understanding.
That's
this in Romans 10.
And he said,
how will they believe except they have been told?
And
how will they be preached to when they have not been sent? That's why he speaks. How good are the feet of they who bring the gospel of peace?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. But even hearing involves understanding. That's why he chooses they who learn every day. But they don't enter and reach into understanding. Revelation
13.
Revelation 13 from verse 11. Revelation 13 from verse 11. Nendaba ensolo endala ng'eva mu nsi era yalina amayembe abiri agafaanana ng'ag'omwana gw'endiga n'eyogera ng'ogusota n'ekoza obuyinza bwonna obw'ensolo ey'olubereberye mu maaso gaayo.
Ensolo eno yalabika
this beast which appeared
yalina amayembe agalinga ag'omwana
gw'endiga had horns like of the Lamb of God.
Ekigambo mayembe
gano the word horns
sigegana gemuwanga mu ssabo
they are not these physical horns used in the shrines.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Revelation
5:6. It shows the seven horns and the seven eyes of God and the seven spirits of God which are upon the Lamb of God.
But
when you see two which are upon this beast
and they are
just like of the Lamb of God, it is to say that there appears a spirit who is just like the spirit of Christ upon the seven spirits.
It
is not the spirit of counsel
and
the spirit of power among them.
And
you can find a prophecy and you can find power, yet it is not good. Praise Jesus.
But
in that time, as the number is working so much, there will appear a spirit like that.
And it's
just like the spirit of Christ.
But
Jeremiah warned you.
Jeremiah 23:9-10.
The priests and the prophets are spoiled.
Because
their ways are not good.
And
even their powers are not good.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
what I've told you.
Christ
appears with the seven spirits. But this beast we have seen, it has appeared with some of these spirits. It's the spirit of counsel, you see. And it can prophesy
things
even into the bedroom ashes.
All
your forefathers behind, five of them. That is why
Acts 16:16
we see of a demon prophesying.
And
it is just like
how
the prophet of God will come and tell you when you do ABCD you are going to be this.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now we must be watching ourselves against it. Don't just see every spirit and you follow it. You will find powers which are not good. If they give these Bibles and they interpret them to English, put in Uganda, they narrow that just as you are given. If one word fits the right way,
it would have been
be the broad one, not to fit where it was written. Now there are words which they reduce and remove them, and they join brief words to mean the same meaning. You would have begun. We're moving on with questions. Revelation 13, they say this. From verse 17.
Kubikura esula ya 13 n'olunyiro 17. Lugamba bweruti. Era omuntu yenna aleme okuyinza okugula newankubadde okutunda wabula oyo amaze okuteekebwako akabonero erinnya ly'ensolo
olidde erinnya ly'ensolo eyo
the name of the beast
oba omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo
oba omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo
the number of its name
simanyi oba otegedde bulungi olina okubanga omanye erinnya
you must be knowing the name
era wansi bakugamba
and down they tell you
olina okuba n'amagezi
you must have wisdom
somera onyiri olwo
kuri Kristo ya 13 olinyo
18
awe wali amagezi alina okutegeera abaliire omuwendo gw'ensolo kubanga gwe muwendo gw'omuntu
oli gwe twagala
ati
omuntu oyo twetaaga tumuzuule yaani
ati erinnya lyo baba aligyamu mu bayibuli
tosobola kumutegeera
kubikulwa 13:18 kubanga omuwendo gw'omuntu kubanga gwe muwendo gw'omuntu n'omuwendo gwayo 6666
ati omuntu ogwe twagala
tunaamalozuula erinnya lye
tujja sobola omutegeera
wabula
erinnya baalijja mu bayibuli
erinnya
eryo
lusifa
lyaggibwamu era bajja emunyeenye eva mu ggulu
bw'osoma
isaaya 14:9 balijjamu erinnya ate nga tulina olinoonya paka nga
tulituuseetegeera
ennamba kubanga tusobola kuba mu kiraasi nga bwe tuli wano
ebaga
namba 6 yimirira ani ayimirira namba 7 namba emu waliwo ayimirira nga
tebakuwadde
erinnya
era mwenna musigamu
oba yeggwe kitegeeza bwakabaka bwe naye tujagisomako
kuba nakyo
abantu bakisuubira okuva mu mazzi
amangi
naye amazzi amangi be bantu
nebika
n'ennimi
n'amawanga
buli bwakabaka bubeera
mu bantu
era kankana obulina
abutwala
Jezebel nga aliwo mu kifo kya
Satan ekibuuzo
ekirala
question else
waliwo emabega wali
Praise Jesus, brethren. My question is in Galatians 1. And they say, if someone gives us another gospel, or an angel from heaven, let them be condemned eternally. Many people see them on the way, and they give us the wrong gospel. Now, what can it do to such a person?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kisoboka,
if it is possible, be peaceful with all people. But what we are going to do, you say that God give you a reward of what you are doing. For you promised, everyone will be paid according to their works. When you cast them openly, they will break up a wall among you.
It's
possible to be peaceful with all people. All. When you pass them, say, Lord, reward them with whatever they are doing. If they preach right, reward them of preaching right. If they preach false, reward them the reward of preaching
false.
That you may not read the other word that have cast you. You may open up a physical wall. Now let's not put up those walls. When you meet those people,
you
meet them openly and speak with them. And you tell them of what you understand. For some of them, they are there, they promise them to pay them. After they are on the red, and they go, they are paying. Another was told,
if you
your brick will not be put in heaven. They
too
are taught to preach what they don't understand.
Anytime
they preach, their brick is added in the structure in heaven. They
too
are trying, whether they understand or not, they are going to preach. And they
will
end up committing a crime of preaching wrong. Satan brought it as a pressure. Even most of you, when the gospel came this
morning,
most of you went to the streets to preach.
And
some of you walked on the roads. And they tried to print a brick for you on the head. Praise Jesus. Me, what I'm asking. We have seen many Jesuses today. Which the ones we have learned of. Now we are preparing ourselves after this week. You know we love so much to eat. More especially me.
Kakati tugenda simayi bakaita mazali kwa simayi bakaita bichebyo Yesu che yalete ebintu ebyo era tulie wati tulia.
We are going for the path of we are going for the crucifixion of Christ and his death. Should we eat or we shouldn't eat on Easter?
Christmas.
Let's begin from Romans 14 from verse 1. The answers will be answered.
Naye atali munywevu mu kukkiriza mumusembezenga. Naye si lwa kusala musango gwa mpaka. Omulala kkiriza n'okulya n'alya.
Anytime I want me, I just eat everything. Even that day when you cook me, I will eat.
kubanga nzikiriza okulya
emmere
njiryanga njisabira
naneeba
za katonda okugituwa
ebyo
ebyolunaku lyo mmwe mubeera
mumanyi
nze ndya buli
bwe
nsanga abasanyuka nga nsanyuka
nabo
obuwulizi bwaŋŋamba
bwola
abazanyuka sanyuka
nabakaaba
nawe ng'okaaba
afudde
nga naweoka woowe afudde naye mumanyi gyagenze otandikawo njiri nga
weekaabya
oga ataze mu nsi yewaabwe tetukaaba kubanga ekyo
wabula
ekitukaabya muganda wange agenze muggeyo ena anti waffe muggulu era waliyo omubiri ogugenda muggulu
owe
mukama atugenzeeko abasanyuka bwe ŋŋenda osanyuka nga
mbagambanaye
munnange nno essanyu lyammwe lirimu okukoma ku nsi kuno kubanga emagombe waliyo amaziga mangi bw'otaakolera eggulu
essanyu
lirikoma wano katuyengere
baluumi
baluumi essula ya 14 olunyi lwakubiri naye atali munywevu alyanva
atali munywevu agamba bampeeko omanye akava ke baasiise
koka
leera wadde manyi nze sikuza binaku ezo mwasiise bulungi mpaka onva ndyeko nze byonna mpa n'emmere kasita nsanga nga mulya
esimanyi
mwe mukuza
krisimasi
nga nange ndya atisabaako nva zokka
balumi 14 olwokusatu atalya tanyoma alya tanyoma atalya era atalya tasaliranga musango alya kubanga katonda yamusembeza gwani asalira omusango omuweereza wa beene eri mukama ye yekka ayimirira eri mukama we yekka ayimirira oba agwa naye aliyimirira kubanga mukama waffe ayinza okuyimiriza ayinza okumuyimiriza omuntu omulala alowoosa olunaku olumu okusinga olulala
omulala ye bwato
bwalowooza
mbulu n'olugya lwe lusinga
zinnewaebyo
birowoozo byo si bya
katonda
gwomanye oba enkyolaba
oba
zonna
nkuluomulala
alowooza
biki
omuntu omulala alowooza olunaku olumu okusinga olulala omulala alowooza ennaku zonna okwenkanankana
omulala agambazonna nkulu ani anvunaana
kubanga
alina wagamba
kolosaayi
n'agamba tebavunaananga olw'emyezi
egibonese
era n'akuwa n'obubaga obwobukolebwa
obulagiddwa
bwemuba kukuza musimanyi yesu yazaalibwa nga ndi emmere yazaalibwa yazuukira
emmere
kiri ku ki kati
ekirala
ekituufu yazaalibwa ekituufu yazuukira era saagala kumanya lunaku
ki
kubanga olunaku lumu maaso ga mukama
kiringa
emyaka
lukumiki
kyendowooza
ndowooza
ku lunaku oba ndowooza ku kuzaalibwako ndowooza ku ki ku lunaku lwe yazuukira oba ndowooza nga
yazuukira
kiki kyoyagala
okulowoozaako
ku lunaku lwe yazuukirako oba oyagala kukimanya nti
yazuukira
nze n'olwayo ngenda kuddayo kandi emmere
nga
neebaza yesu olw'okuzuukira nanzaala
ogwokubiri
era buli nnaku
mwebaze
kubanga taba kuzuukira
nze
sandizuukidde nze buli nnaku mbeera musanyu era tubeera ano nga tutendereza
olw'okuzuukira
tusinza bulijjo
weebala
okujja mukama buli nnaku
tuba tumujjukira ffe
We were all good. And for eating food, I'll rejoice for that. We eat it when it is tomorrow. If you want us to make a party tomorrow, let's eat food for his coming. This too we shall eat it.
They should
put you on pressure.
One thing
Jesus was raised again.
The
other thing, he was born.
And
before he was born on earth, he was there.
What
I want to prove. What do I want to rejoice about? For he was born before the mountains. I want to think of what is greater.
And I told you to
remember what is worthful from
the mountains.
Let a day not trouble you in your mind. And let
it
not put confusions and
arguments.
Let it not be put just from the village not to preach there even.
For
you told them not to eat. You live that day.
Tell
them eat food and then preach to the right Jesus.
Romans 14:5. Buli muntu ategererenga ddala mu magezi ge yekka. Alowooza olunaku alowooza ku bwa Mukama waffe. N'oyo alya alya ku bwa Mukama waffe. Kubanga yeebaza Katonda, n'oyo atalya talya ku bwa Mukama waffe. Era yeebaza Katonda. Kubanga tewali muntu muffe eyeebeerera omulamu ku bubwe yekka. Era tewali eyeefiira ku bubwe yekka. Kubanga bwe tubeera abalamu, tuba balamu ku bwa Mukama waffe. Oba bwe tufa, tufa ku bwa Mukama waffe. Kale bwe tuba.
Olwabiri lugamba lutya?
Olwa makumi abiri. Lugamba nti toyonoonanga mulimu gwa Katonda lwa mmere. Byonna birungi naye kinaabanga kibi eri oyo alyanga yeesittala.
The one who eats,
ekibi kiri gy'oli.
It's upon you.
Olw'ebyokulya tolona mulimu gwa Mukama.
It will destroy the works of the Lord.
Kubanga ayogera mu Bakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'omukaaga.
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Onyole 15.
Verse 15.
Bakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri lwa 15. Tumanyi ng'emibiri gyammwe bye bitundu bya Kristo.
Mukaaga.
Bakolinso ekisooka essuula ya mukaaga.
Olw'ekumi n'essatu.
1 Corinthians 6 verse 13.
Ebyokulya bya lubuto n'olubuto lwa byakulya naye Katonda alibijjawo byombiriri.
Both of them.
Now
eating shouldn't trouble you.
All the
food will be destroyed.
And but
how have you saved your soul? Not worshiping
Jesus.
To worship the right Jesus.
They
will eat on that day. And they worship the Jesus. When you find them eating, you prepare your food
and eat.
But don't worship the Jesus of the Catholics. Food is for the stomach, and the stomach for the food, both will be destroyed. That's where they
went.
Who have you seen stomachs who are buried and they came out to ask for food? Both of them with the food they got down there in the ground and they finished. So
what
shouldn't hinder you to preach the kingdom of God?
That
the pork and all those things.
Praise
the Lord. My question I'm asking, the people they say they died and rose again.
Njagala okumanya Satani alina obuyinza ku mwoyo guno okuzanyisa ngu agujemu agututte magombe ate oluvannyuma azuukidde. awusitegeera katemba
obwomwoyo guvaamu lumu nga katonda yagunonye. Is the devil able to play with someone's spirit to take it out and restore it back, or that God is one responsible for it?
Ezekiel 13,
naawe omwana w'omuntu, kakasa amaaso go okwolekera abawala b'abantu bo abalagula ebiva mu mutima gwabwe bo, era obalagulireko oyogere nti bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti zibasanze abakazi abatungira ebigugu ku nkokola zonna, era abakolera ebiwero emitwe gy'abantu aba buli kigera okuyigga obulamu.
Bayiggaki?
Bulamu.
Omwoyo gubasobola okuyigga.
They can ensnare your spirit.
Bible y'olusungu egamba.
The English Bible says.
Obalagulireko abakyala abo abalina ebiwere eby'obulogo.
Prophesy upon the women with magic veils.
Kwegabanga batambula n'obulogo.
And they walk with charms.
Era basobola okugabanyamu omwoyo
gwe bakutambuza kwe bakwagala. Wherever they want.
Ogenda okwebakanga abo bakutedde
empanda. Sleep when they have already taken you.
Nga bali awo balinda mwoyo.
And they are waiting for your spirit.
Weyebakira.
As they sleep.
Tugenda kutwa tukubuzeebuze.
We are going to take it and confuse it.
Ekigambo kirooto.
The word dream.
Nakugamba omwoyo kugugabanyisibwa
mirundi ebiri. Your spirit is divided two times.
Era Satani ekyakikola.
Satan does that.
N'aloosa abantu.
And he makes for dream.
Naye tayinza kukwata mwoyo gwonna
gujjamu. Get all the spirit to take it out.
Akutwale.
To take you.
Tekisoboka.
It's impossible.
Gusobola otwalibwa mu kwolesebwa oba mu kirooto ekya Sitaani nga bwe tusoma ku lunaku
olwokuna
n'olunaku olwokutaano nga tusoma ku ntambula
ez'omwoyo
bano bayiga emyoyo nga bwe kisoboka oba weebase nebakusiŋŋaana nga si bwe bagunonye mu mubiri nebakusiŋŋaana eyo mu kirooto nga mukama abadde alina
gyagututte
bino tugenda kweyongerabira ku lunaku olwokuna basobola okukubulizabulizaayo ne bakuwa ebirooto
ebikyamu.
Era olaba oyinza okuba mu kirooto ekituufu
ate
n'ogenda mu kirooto
ekikyankalanye.
Bayiga emyoyo ne sekuyigga
yenna.
Bayiga mu buliwo.
Bayiga
mu nsi
y'omwoyo.
Bo bano banoonya myoyo gigatta ku
Sitaani.
Oyongereyo katono owulire.
Ezekiel sura ya 13 n'olunyiriri lwa 18.
Ezekiel 13 verse 18.
Muyiga obulamu bw'abantu bange ne muwonya mwekka obulamu bwammwe okufa, era mwagumisa abantu bange olw'embatu za sayiri n'olw'ebitole eby'emigaati okutta obulamu obutagwana kufa.
Kakati abasumba baabwe abaweereza baabwe bo bafa kimu ssente bawandiika amannya gammwe ne bagatwala mu Bermuda
Triangle
wansi mu nnyanja. Ezekiel 27 erinnya lyo bwe baliteekayo omwoyo gwe basobola okugunoonya n'okutwala buli lwe babaagala okuguloosa erinnya lyo singa baliyita mu ssabu omwoyo ogwo gusobola okugabanyizibwamu emirundi
ebiri
era n'olabika mu ssabu nga bakubuuza buli kye
baagala.
Kisoboka bulungi nnyo
okuzanyirazanyira
ku mwoyo
gwo
naddala nga tegulina siru ya
Katonda
kubanga tegulina mu njiri ya
Katonda.
Singa obaamu enjiri ya
Katonda
oba osiringiddwa nga bakunoonya nga
tebakulaba.
Bayibuli kyeva egamba Bakolosi ekisooka sura
ey'okubiri
tuwa omwoyo akebera byonna naye enyitakeberebwa bayinza okunoonya nga tebakulaba. Abalogo mu nsi muno batuula buli kiseera nga bayita emyoyo gye ya buli
kitonde
okugibuzaabuza mu birooto ne mukwolesebwa
okutaliimu.
Era ky'ovula tulabula abantu
nga
tusoma ku ntambula z'omwoyo
nti
mwegendereze kuba bayita omwoyo gwe ne bakuwa buli kye baagadde mu kirooto kyabwe.
Bwe
bw'okomawo
oyinza
okulowooza Mukama ye yakuwadde
obubaka
era butawaanyiza bangi ku bo.
Ezekiel esula ya 13 olunyiro 19. N'okuwonya obulamu okufa obutagwana kuba bulamu nga mulimba abantu bange abawulira ebyobulimba
kakati bakuteeka mu system
eyo
ebyobulimba
mukanisa
gye mubeera
emyo
omwoyo gwo nga bakutunda
kiyita
nga naawe oyita yita katonda wa musumba guru
nga
naawe oyita omwoyo gwo kyovula gujja siba kugwa mu ttoyi
olaba
empologoma zikugoba
chasing you.
Ezekiel 13:20. Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera bw'ati nti laba ndimulabe wa bigugu byammwe bye muyizza obulamu eyo okububuusa
nti ojja kulongoosa ekigambo ekyo mu kifo ky'ebigugu oteeko ndimulabe wa bulogo
bwammwe. That's what is in English. They have charms they do to ensnare souls. You see something has closed, you have no strength anymore. They have come for it.
But if
people can feel the thing happening, and if they have come for it, it's going.
Most
of them have not even strength to fear what is touching them, what is taking it.
Yet
they can take it wherever they want. If God empowers you and you hear, you feel you're battling with them.
Those
are what happens in people's television.
Boba to wakanyise
byamagiro kyekyo. Naye
bw'oba kunoobya bikuli babiki
bakola.
Wate tufuna byamagiro bakutuka
abatuzi.
Waliyo waneno omulala contributing. Tubadde tukyamalayo ku wano aba agenda kubuuza
kibuuzo.
Kibuuzo. Okay, kati sooka tumale wano. Yogera. Obuuza. Abuuza sooka leka tumaleyo. Bwe mba sigala nti kati tusobola obuuza tuba tukyanyonnyoka kiri ekyoli
kyabeera.
Naawe obadde obuuza.
Praise Jesus. What I've been trying to speak or to emphasize, the scripture I've read in Timothy, verse 2. As I've been coming, I found a border man. He was fellowshipping closer there. As I told him something, his mind, I saw his was far. I asked him, what is wrong with you? I asked him, what is wrong with your mind? He told me the problem I have. This mind has a holy demon upon it. I asked him, on your head there is no Holy Spirit, there is a holy demon. He told me, you have not known it. We have the Holy Ghost. I told him, tell me more about that. It means your place, you embrace the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. He
told him all of them are the same. I told him you separate me those two words.
Enjawulo wakati wa Holy Ghost ne Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
Yavangana ngambe ekituufu Holy Ghost ategeza omuzimu
omutukufu. He told me the Holy Ghost means a demon which has been placed.
Nemubuza konza ate Holy Spirit.
Then the Holy Spirit I asked him.
Ndi omoyo omutukufu.
That the Holy Spirit.
Nemuga ekitegeza mwe musinza mandwe
ye. That means I told him. That means you worship that holy demon.
Naga gweto tegera choyo gerako.
Told me you don't understand what you speak of.
Kunza te mungeri chigobi impact.
I told him I don't, in what way.
Javanga nangama. Bonabe bamu.
Told me that all are the same.
Nemu gamba sebo muzimu mutukufu gwe gufana na gutia.
I told him what is the Holy Ghost.
Chava ampachire chawa ni pechiri mbase kabaka nga batumira banabi kwa banabi beba mukama weyatumira omuzimu okuvajari kuje eri.
That's when he gave me scripture where God sent an evil spirit to the prophet of Ahab.
Mulimba, na njulize ekyo. Nemugamba sebo. Kakati ate omwoyo omutukuvu oba goyise Holy Ghost owuwo. Njagala ompe enjawulo eri wakati w'omwoyo omutukuvu n'omwoyo.
Then I asked him of a difference between the spirit and the Holy Ghost.
N'omuzimu omuzimu omutukuvu. Kati kyavuddangaana ngamba nedda ekikulu mwe mubulanyo olw'okuba temmanyi byawandika. Nemugamba njagala ebyawandikibwa bino ebikukakasa oba ebinkakasa. Nti omuzimu omutukuvu n'omwoyo omutukuvu bebamu.
I told the scriptures to prove that the Holy Ghost and the Spirit are the same. Kyavudanga
nanga ekizibu kye mulina mwe temusomye.
He told me the problem you have you've not been studying.
Emugamba nze nkubuulire gwe wabula wetaagana kuyambira ddala.
I told him you've gotten lost, you need help.
Kyenvuddemugamba nemugamba nze mmanyi ekintu kimu. Omwoyo omutukuvu y'oyo eyatuweebwa mu bikolwa by'abatume essuula ey'okubiri era yatusuubizibwako ne mu ssuula esooka.
I told him what we need is the Holy Spirit given in Acts.
Naye ogwo omuzimu omutukuvu ate ng'ogambye gwasindikibwa Katonda okujja okukyankalanya bannabbi ba Akabu.
But the Holy Ghost which was sent by the God to confuse Ahab's prophets.
Simanyi oba mukama waffe bwe yali agenda nti gwe omuzimu gwe yali ayogerako mu Yokaana
omubeezi.
Ne mugamba nkubuulire ssebo. Nze mbadde simanyi nti mwe mulina Holy Ghost nga ye mubeezi wammwe.
I told him I never knew you had the Holy Ghost as your help.
Naye ffe tulina omwoyo omutukuvu nga ye mubeezi.
But we have the Holy Spirit.
Eroyo tafa.
And he never dies.
Kubanga mukama fenebo yajja. Yasigalayo ng'akuumye entebe. Era bwajja tumulaba mu Isaya. Nemuga agenda omusomeko mu Isaya esula ey'ekkumi n'emu okakasa omwoyo omutukuvu kiki kyali.
Then I explained him about the Holy Spirit.
Naye kiki kyenviiriddeko njogere kino.
That why have I spoken this?
Okusinziira omwoyo omutukuvu kyabadde agezaako okutuwa ekyokulabirako. Nti n'agatabo kennyini ge tusoma nga nago galeeta siru ya Setaani. Ne neebuuza asomye ennyukuta Bayibuli egamba nti etta. Naye ate waliwo none yeeyatulirako kubanga batugamba confess what you are, simanyi what you are feeling, simanyi what you are feeling. You are feeling. Mbu ekyo ky'ofiirinze ky'oba okola ki? Ky'oba oyatula. Weyatula, yatula, yatula. Weeyatulireko, weeyatulireko. Kati nengamba omusajja wagambidde nti yaliko emmandwa entukuvu. Era yenga yeekaalu ya mmandwa ntukuvu. Ye anaawona atya lukaaga nkaaga mu mukaaga.
Talina waabonera. Tasobola kuwona. Katumale enyiri zino mu
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel essula ekkumi n'essatu. N'olunyiriri tuli ku lwa 20.
Ezekiel 13:20.
Era Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera bw'ati nti laba ndi mulabe wa bulogo bwammwe bwe muyigisa obulamu bw'oyo obulamu eyo okububuusa.
Babubuusa n'obubuusa gye baagala.
They even take them wherever they want.
Ne bakujjano ne bakuzunza mu kirooto kyeyo.
And they take you
this side
and take you the other. Here they say they ensnare you like birds.
In the
space all over.
When
you get the ground, they come for you. In the space they hunt for you.
Era ndi bisika okubijja mu mikono gyammwe. Era ndita obulamu. Obulamu bw'oyo gwe muyigga. Okububuusa.
Bo banoonya kimu.
They are looking for one thing.
Omwoyo gukole buli kye baagala.
That they do everything they want on the spirit.
Bagubuze.
That they make it get lost.
Basi baba banga bakututumbiwe okwolesebwa.
They have taken into visions.
Olumoyinza n'okulaba ng'obuuka.
Sometimes you may see yourself flying.
Ne bakutwala mu kifo kyo mu bakututte mu ggulu.
That they have taken you to heaven.
Mugenda otuuka.
As you reach.
In
the heaven are funny structures.
They
have not yet been finished. And they tell you
that
is your house. It's not complete. Go and serve more. They can even make you fly and yourself enter heaven.
Which
the spiritual transports you see this.
I need to go. Get a move and go to the Genzeco.
My question is on baptism. Most of the people we have baptized. Me, I was first baptized in a pool refine you. They taught us 20 minutes and they baptized us after we got saved. They baptized us. And they gave us letters. We shifted to another place. There was a fellowship synagogue. I got a dream. We have been baptized, but my head had not been dipped in the water. I told my pastor. He told me you need to be baptized again. They taught us again.
They teach
like a week or 2 days. And they baptized us. That is how it's done all over. My question is, when you get the truth right now, my question is, when do this book get taught?
My question is, when someone comes here, how long does it take to be taught about baptism?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. If you are to baptize, if there are no lessons that I will teach until someone has understood,
then
we take them to be baptized. Many times when we reach baptism, we repeat those things.
To know
what is going to be done on you and what you are going to get out of that baptism and how do you keep it. What signs will appear when you have gotten it, which are marked properly in the Bible. But on that which is asked, everything you have passed through, whether baptized where or where, God answers in Jeremiah 2:16.
Verse 16. Mukubo erigenda emisiri okunywa amazi gasikoli.
Why do you mind?
Okunywa ku mazi ge misiri.
Drink of the waters of Egypt.
Wanotwogera ku moyo gw'omuntu.
Here we speak of the spirit of the world.
Kubanga ebirojo ebiro abatisibwana.
For the times we are baptized, that was the spirit who was being given us those things.
Wadenga bakubatiza ne bakunyika.
Even though they baptized an imagine.
Nenga jali migaje misiri.
But there were streams of Egypt. It was the spirit of the devil.
And it feels,
why do you mind to drink from the rivers of Egypt? For he speaks this.
In
13 he told you,
you forsook
with the well of living water
and
you went to the spirit of Egypt to drink from there.
Yeremiya isura ya kubiri olinyura kumi na musanvu.
Jeremiah 2:17.
Oba ofayo ki mu kkubo erigenda ebwasuli okunywa amazzi ag'omugga.
N'onywera amazzi g'emigga
gy'obwasuli. And drink the waters from the rivers of the
Assyrians.
He's not told you that it's because the other is
spirit. Bove no, when you get from here, you drink of the other,
you go shift to another.
Era nayo obera mu moyo
mulala. There you are in another spirit.
Wadengo okyusa ekifo.
Even though you're changing places.
We are
told you already, verse 13, Jeremiah 2, you forsook me, the well of living waters, and you went to dig cisterns. You not ended that. You left cisterns. You went to the street, river of Egypt, you drank from there. You went to the
Siloam,
you drank from there.
You
have baptized how many times, but you are not on the Lord still.
Yeremiya esula yokubiri n'olunyiri lwa kumi na mwenda.
Jeremiah 2:19.
Obubi bwo gwe buli kubuulirira.
Nti kakati byonna by'oyiseemu.
All you passed through.
Tula wansi bikubuulirira ogambe n'embatizibwa egiri.
You be taught.
N'egiri sina kyenkyuka n'egiri.
I'll come here and there I never change.
Kukubuulirira ogambe naye banziremu kubanga kati njagala mmale okutegeera.
This time I want to first understand.
Yeremiya 2:19.
Jeremiah 2:19.
N'okuseseetuka kwo kuli kunenya.
Nti kati okuseseetuka.
And you're backsliding.
Kubanga abatizibwa ebituufu.
If you're baptized right.
Ofunye omwoyo.
You've got the spirit.
N'obonabona.
And you suffer.
N'ogwa.
You fall.
N'oyimuka.
You live.
N'ogwa.
You fall.
N'oyimuka.
You stand up.
Kwe kubatiza kuli kwe bakora.
That's the baptism you are done.
Bakuteka ugumu.
You are put down once.
N'ova,
you know. And you came out.
Ebiri.
And you must another. You came up.
Esatu.
That time you came up.
Bakulaga akabonero
mbutu kulinya
lya Yesu omwana
kulinya
lya omwana omwoyo mutukuvu ne kitaffe bakubatiza mu kitaffe ne bakujjayo
ne
bagamba ogenda kuddamu ogwe tukuzzeeyo
mu
lya Yesu
ne
bakugwa n'ogwokusatu ogwokubitukuze ku gwokusatu oba paka ku gwakusatu omaze kubavvoola bonna.
You have to be baptized once.
Tukubatiza muri nyi ya kitafe omwana no moyo mutukuvu tukujayo.
The Holy Spirit will get you out.
Na bakuteka gumu ebiri bakugamba oja kugwe minundi esatu paka ngo
kudomoyo mutukuvu.
Kubanga tuli azikibwa mirundi
ebiri. No one is buried twice.
Okubatizibwa kutegeeza okufiira wamu ne Yesu. Ni tukuziika mu n'ozuukira
naye.
Waliyo omulambo gwe baziika we baguggyayo ne siba
matevu.
Ne bakuziikayo ogusooka ne baguggya n'ategutteredde. Baguzzaayo ogwokusatu. Ogwokubiri paka ku gwokusatu. Bible egamba kubatizibwa kwafiramu ne Yesu era nituzuukiramu
naye
kati gwe bakuziika mirundi
emeka.
Kyovula bagambye
nti
okuddako emabega kukubuulire mu bulokolemu obadde ogw'emirundi gyonna lwa kubatiza kubi.
Following many times by that baptism.
N'omwoyo gw'olina nga si mwoyo wa Katonda
ab'ekw'amaanyi.
Oyo alina okubeera mu
ffe.
Gwe mwoyo gwe tuba de tufiiringa
obufiiringi.
Ulira okubeera kwa Mukama.
You the presence of the Lord.
Tukanga omuntu kufayogera ko myokana 11:14. Nga ino okubeera mu ffe bwajja ino tuula mu ffe nnaku zonna.
All days.
Katweyongere ku katono.
Yeremiya esula ya kubiri olunyiri lwa 19.
Jeremiah 2:19.
Kale manya olabe nga kigambo kibi era kya bubalagaze kubanga olese Mukama Katonda wo. Era ng'entiisa yange teri mugwe bwayogera Mukama.
Ogenda n'okulaba bye bakubatiza.
Tutya na Katonda. Usobola
okwambala
bumini.
Obugoye goye obutategeerekeka. Oba oba tobwambala. Tofaanayo kubambadde
kyekyo.
Omwoyo olowooza oba olina.
Kuna
abambadde amabeere gali wabweru. Abasajja ebipale bigwa eno. Naye bumwe abatiziddwamu. N'agamba laba gwagamba nti bakutoinamu wadde n'entiisa ya Mukama
bakubatiza.
Omwoyo ky'ogamba yakka mu kwe n'akalubiriza nsi ya kibi
obutuukirivu
n'omusango nga yajjako lwe
bakubatiza.
N'agamba ebyokka bikubeerera
omujulizi.
Mukama ow'eggye
Kubanga obwedda namenya ekikoligo kyo. Nenkutula ebisibe ebyo. N'oyogera nti sijja kuweereza.
Yakusumulula namenya n'ebikoligo gwe n'omugamba nze nkyali musibe nina okugenda mu service ya deliverance.
Bound up to go to deliverance. I saved you. You tell me you have captivity and yokes of your fathers. And you refuse to serve and still have yokes. You know our home, we don't give birth. Now I go to my son and have a birth of being barren and not getting married. And I took the yoke off you and I set you free. I
don't
know you're still bound.
Yeremia sura ya 10 na 22.
Jeremiah 2:20.
Kubanga wakutama ku buli lusozi oluwanvu ne wansi wa buli muti omubisi.
Ngabwe tugenda ku nsozi. Tugenze kutula bikoligo.
We're going to mountains breaking.
No tuna muti no ngamu kama.
I am not leaving this place. Until this yoke has been broken off me.
Naga ni mwana wa
nakulukola. I set you free. What is this again?
Now
all the baptism was wrong and dead.
Jeremiah 2:20. Nga wefuula omwenzi.
You
said you were in your prostitution. You never believed I'm your husband who saved you.
And you said you're going
to get others to deliver you.
Olwabiri mu olumu Yeremiah sura y'okubiri. Era naye nali nkusimbye mu zabibu mulungi.
Nali nkulokodde
ya ddala. I accept you.
Guli mu zabibu mulungi.
Anyway, a choice vine.
Ensigo eyamazima ameerere.
Ensigo
eyamazima ameerere. Kale ofuuse otya jendi. Omuti ogwayonooneka.
How have you changed to that extent?
You
so you began saved proper. You feel a hated sin. But ever since you got more corrupted, you felt you
feel
the spirit. And the spirit checks the heart. Now you put on your clothes. And
so
when I
said
to you, you are a choice vine. How have you come corrupt like that? You are a
b-boy.
You are dancing. You're teaching girl power.
Yeremia sura ya 10 na 22 mulu.
Jeremiah 2:21.
Kalo fuso otya jendi omuti ogwayonooneka ogw'omuzabibu ogw'omushibira. Kubanga ne wangubadde ng'onaaba n'oluvu n'okozesa ne sabuni mungi. Naye obutali butuukirivu bwo bulambiddwa mu maaso gange.
N'agamba kati ekyokutwala mu bakunyikeyo si
kyekitukoze.
Kirimu okutegeera
abiki
ebikugibwako
ofuuka
kati tubuze ekibuzo ekisembayo tugenda.
Revelation 13, I'm asking. Verse 7. I'm asking about the triple seal. They say that someone shouldn't will not be able to buy or sell without the seal of the devil. That's where we are heading. And we shall start on that tomorrow.
But
it is where we are getting closer to start on. But the things of buying, today where they have reached, that thing we are about to see it physically, even then the spirit has been working.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It
was passing from the tax you give on the tax you give. The tax, it comes from far.
It
is no business without that tax. All the monies you have,
they
are in the Roman Empire. That's why all the monies have the Roman figure. Those things of buying are many, much broader.
Era bw'oyogera ku ky'okugula.
When you speak of buying,
almost kati abagula.
Almost for buying.
Bakulanga bateka okubanga akantu ke bakuzisa kaliko ennamba eyo.
That thing they buy must possess that number.
Okugaana tugaana gye tuteekako.
To refuse it to be put upon us.
Naye bintu betusinga betukwata bijirike
ennamba. But most of the things we touch, they have that number.
Okuva mu Roman Catholic Church.
From the Roman Catholic Church itself.
Obaze mita Roman numerals.
All the Roman numerals. Most of the monies are up pyramids. These things, they have surrounded them. The gospel in business, it's become great and stronger.
You
say companies like Forever
Living.
When you enter, they have to push many to enter within them. Even the time you preach for God, you cease to have it. We are going to first get wisdom and understanding how we shall survive in this generation. But to rush upon it, first put it aside. The Bible says,
here
we need wisdom and understanding. Some of us need to search out what is wisdom and what is understanding. What we need in that very moment of that number. That you shouldn't rush and to begin that. Those companies, we shall be able to work within them. But we are wise to what extent. They tell you, preach to many and enroll. You don't enroll, you just sell and get that little money on. If you mind so much of what they tell you, the more you enroll people, the more you get money,
you
enter into the love of money.
Is
that what I'm trying to tell you?
Because
the products themselves,
they
are made with the nose of the devil, but the mystery behind it
is
the people, the number
who
even to finish your life, you
no
more have time for the word of God. You sleep budgeting.
How
many am I enrolling tomorrow? How many villages am I going to move? They sell physical jelly, food supplements. They remain the same. But their trick is to waste and make you not have time to preach the gospel of the devils.
Another
keeps counting the people.
Tomorrow
I'm going to hear preach to people. I don't understand. You have to deal with them
with.
If you rush, you reach when you can't even eat. For they are almost everywhere. Every company they bring. They have to bring it in that group.
This business
is facing out of individuals. They are bringing groups. We are
looking
at that tomorrow. They will not buy when you're not on a
number.
Or to sell. But you must be within those companies. To make a name to be able to buy a product from you.
Or
to
sell.
You need to have preached the gospel to many. Their gospel. Some of them have the card with a beast on it. Like the TNC.
It's
fit with the wings.
Of
the Daniel. It's on their card. They know what they do. We enter. We don't know what they
are.
They came in that way. Companies will come on that mission. It can have a supermarket from here. And it goes beyond the city at the supermarket.
abatiansize bazimba
kampune
bazimba supermarket ngeva wano nemala ke kibuga je kikomere
supermarket stretching to the city
kati oweli ayingira mweli ozanya no kuzanya bali bibakoze bintu bilala nnyo abantu mu Africa tebanakola bo bintu biliyao bikanga kanga so biye bya buruganda mukama abampere nnyo mukisa
God bless you
usinkale njo leo kwa kujere bi
Let's stand on our feet and we pray.
What
is your offering and the type you came with?
We pray. Mukama Karuji Tukukulumiza olw'okutwagala ssebo kitafumiza ebintu byonna. N'olatulekera nnyonta newankubadde enjala y'okuwulira ekigambo kyo. Wabula n'okitubikkulira nga bwe kiri leero. Tukukulumiza era tukwebaza kubanga omuntu abeerawo na mmere. Wabula na buli kigambo ekiva mu kamwa ko nga bwe tuli leero bwe tuwulira ssebo. Tukwebaza kitaffe gwe asiimye era atadde mu sitampu. Tukwebaza gwe master planner gwe tulaba mu byawandiiko ebitukuvu. Oyogera nti tukole omuntu mu kifaananyi kyaffe ne mu ngeri yaffe. Era wakomawo mu lubereberye essula y'okubiri n'ogamba omuntu si kirungi okubeera nga yekka. Wakomawo mu lubereberye nga essula y'okusatu nga tumaze okwonoona. N'olyoka ogamba nti omuntu afuuse ng'omu ku ffe kale tujje tubisibe. Kitaffe okola ka pulaani zino. Tukwebaza gwe yakola pulaani ennungi ku lw'obulamu bwaffe ssebo kabaka. Era tukugulumiza kubanga n'okutuuka leero okyakola pulaani. Mu lubereberye essula y'ekkumi n'emu wavaayo n'ogamba. Nti abantu bano bamaliridde okukola kye bakola ekitaali kya butuukirivu olyoka ogamba kale nno omutye tugende tutakola olulimi lwa wali oyogera n'ekigambo kyo mukama waffe yesu era wali oyogera n'omwoyo w'omutukuvu tukwebaza nti n'okutuuka leero olumala okulaba ng'enjiri eggwawo mu nsimu era ng'ekigambo kyo kiggwawo si mukabakabakabaka watuula okuteesa n'ekigambo kyo ye mukama waffe yesu omu n'omwoyo omutukuvu okutuleetera ekigambo kino nga bwe kiri leero okutujjuzaamu enjiri y'obwakabaka bwo n'obutuukirivu olwo nno ebisigadde oyinza okubikwongera kubanga n'ekyo kyali kituggwamu nga tuwammanta emmere nga ab'omu nsi ebakola so nga wasuubiza mu Matayo essula y'omukaaga n'asatu mu olumu n'ogamba nti abamuwanga banoonya bino byonna era ne bawammanta okunoonya ebyokulya n'engoye n'amayumba n'ebiringa ebyo n'amamotoka ekisinga obulungi naye n'okugamba mmwe musooke munoonye obwakabaka n'obutuukirivu ebisigadde olwo nnaabibongerako mukama omunza ebintu byonna tetwayinza kumanya bwe tuyinza kunoonya naye omuntukuvu yatulabula mu isaaya asatu mu nnya olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga munoonye mu kitabo kya mukama musome kubanga tekuliba n'ekimu kinne waakyo era kubanga omwoyo wa mukama yabikuŋŋaanyisa weebala omwoyo wa mukama okuŋŋaanya era weewaawo nga tusoma weebala okukuwandiikamu ebigambo bino nga bwe kyawandiika mu Bakolinso ekyokubiri essula ey'okusatu nti omwoyo yennyini awandiika ebigambo bino mu mitima gyammwe ne mu magezi gammwe weewaawo kitusobozese mu Yokaana 15:7 nti bwe mubeera mu nze nga bwasuubiza mukama waffe yesu n'ebigambo byange nga biri mu mmwe musabe ekyo kyonna kinabaweebwa bwe tuli leero ng'okuteekateeka ow'obulungi era olw'okugasa nga bwe kyawandiikibwa ng'oyogera nti nze mukama abayigiriza okugasa era mukama waffe yesu yagamba tetuyinza kugenda gyali okugyako nga gwe bwaludde weebala okukuwalwa n'okutuuka leero tetafumiza ebintu byonna ng'oyita mwoyo omutukuvu atuwadde ebigambo byo era ne kantono nga tunoonyeza obwakabaka abantu bano sibo nga bava mu kifo kino nsaba obongereko bye beetaaga mulamu buno kubanga wasuubiza era n'oyogera ng'ogamba tumusooke munoonye obwakabaka n'obutuukirivu n'ebisigadde nabibongerako era tulabye mukama kabaka abakabaka nanyeebuyinza ng'oyogera mupita ekyokubiri essula esooka n'okusatu ky'obuyinza bw'omaze okuba bye twetaaga mulamu buno ne mukuweereza mukama ebyo wasooka okutuwa bye wategeka obulungi era malayika w'okuteesa oyo ali mu kutuka essula y'omukaaga onyola okuna n'okutaano ayina minzaani ebima bye twetaaga leka ayite mu maka gaffe ayite mu mirimu gyaffe ayite mu famire zaffe ayite mu baana abasoma ayitemu buli mbeera ebadde kuteganya akugabiriremu ebyo twetaaga nga wategeka nti biyinza okutumala mu bulamu buno ne mukuweereza era manyi nga waliwo emirimu egyokukola sibo kabakabakabaka mu bwakabakabo era nga gyetaaga okuwa kaisaali ebi byatuviire mu kkuba ery'obulokozi kubanga nzijukira wali ogenda okuwulira ki mu yeekaalo olono n'osiŋŋaana abo ba kaisaali nga baagala ebyabo n'olyoka otuma pita n'agenda okuvuba ekyennyanja n'alyoka ajjamu era ne muwaayo ebya kaisaali weewaawo mukama abantu baneero nga bali mu nsi muno waliyo ebyokugula obuguzi waliyo abapangisa waliyo abeetaaga okugula abataka bazimbemu amayumba waliwo abeetaaga ebyo byonna kaisaali byasabye ayagala ssente muwe ebi byessebo kabaka bakabaka ngobikwasa abantu baneero balimutwali abeetaaga sukulu fiizi ssebo kabaka bakabaka nabo bawe basobole okwalya kaisaali abaana bwe basome aye katonda fumiza ebintu byonna waliwo abeetaaga ebyokulya waliwo abeetaaga okuwonyezebwa waliwo abeetaaga amayumba agali kubalwa waliyo abeetaaga amamotoka mukama waliyo abeetaaga mu ngeri ennyingi kaisaali ali ku miryango gyabe ssebo katonda ffe ngaayagala ssente tetubasindise mukwegomba kwa ssente n'okwagala kwa ssente kubanga yensibuko y'ekibi wabula tusabyo bawe ebyo beetaaga mulamu ne mukuweereza nkwebaza muyinza w'ebintu byonna kubanga kagana osowaza kaisaali era ng'osoma ebyennyanja erina ssente zaffe bebanguawo betuluba mukama
Amen.